get any separation from them really until the third period. So overall, I thought it was a closer game than the final score would indicate. But having said that, no, the first period I thought was a real good period, and both teams had their opportunities.
Now we take a penalty. Was it early in the third period in that game? Was it? They didn't get a power play goal was not given to, but it was right at the end of the power play. Brent Tate scores a goal. This ties it up. After no scoring in the second, this ties it up in the third period.
And picked up by C.J. Eich. Short-handed. 2-on-1 for the Huskies coming down. C.J. Eich in front. Here's a shot. Just wide of the net. Backside chance there on the short-handed for Stamen. And he couldn't find it, but Cooper brings it in now for the Bowling Green Falcons. In behind the net. Centering pass. Goes all the way back to the point. The shot scores. Tipped in the front at the side of the net. And the Falcons have tied it up.
Well, the Falcons with the tying goal. That was Tate, Brent Tate, from Mingo and Walker at the 2:16 mark of the period. Didn't go down as a power play goal, but that was a tough one to give up, Coach.
Well, it was, but you're right. We took a period, 3 seconds. It's got to be some kind of record. I mean, 3 seconds into the period. I mean, I'm sure there's been a penalty, you know, right at the start, maybe two guys pushing or whatever. But this one was 3 seconds into the period. We took a penalty. Reed Searles just slashed a guy's stick out of his hands right off the faceoff.
Right.
And, you know, and that's not what you want to do. That's not how you want to start the third period. That's happened to us a few times this year, and it happened to us again, you know, the next night. So we have to be careful. You know, you want to get to that first 5 minutes and just play, especially when you have the lead. So both nights we had the lead 2-1 going in. Unfortunately, this, you know, it's almost the same thing happened as Saturday night. We take the penalty. We kill it. We did a good job killing the penalty. They come and score just shortly thereafter.
So, I mean, it's so frustrating there. I know Reed felt bad about that, but it's so hard to control your emotions at that time. But that's the key to winning games, isn't it?
Well, it really is. You know, and I don't know. There's not much going on the faceoff in 3 seconds. So we usually tell our guys just to get away from on the faceoff, you know, because, you know, guys get in there and they start shoving each other, pushing each other. And,
yeah.
And you know, and I don't think Reed meant to slash his stick out of his hand. And the referee, you know, anyway, it's a penalty. And it causes, even though we didn't give up the goal in the shorthanded situation, it changes momentum, you know, puts you on your heels a little bit.
But Tyler Hannon gets his second of the game. David Johnstone, his 100th career point on this assist after the Huskies were really, really, really in trouble inside their own zone. They score.
Spezia trying to get away from the Husky defense. Bowling Green knows they have Michigan Tech up against the ropes right now. And it's taken by David Johnstone. He'll flip it up. And coming in now is Hannon on a breakaway. Hannon shoots. Score!
To me, that changed the whole complexion of the game, Coach, when we had so much not going for us momentum-wise to score that goal.
Well, no question. I mean, we take a penalty, then we give up a goal, and we always talk about when you give up a goal to a team, it just gives them life and momentum and a spark. So, you know, here we are the first 3 seconds, and then the first 2 minutes they score, and now all of a sudden the ice is tilted a little bit. And on that shift, we were running around a little bit, but we did a good job. Didn't give him any, you know, really great A scoring chances. And then, you know, David makes a great play, but Tyler Hannon reads it, you know, change of possession. We get possession. He just leaves his own. One thing about Bowling Green is they press so hard.
Yeah.
They press so hard. They're up on you so hard that if you can get the puck behind them quickly like that, you might trap them. And we did in that case. And that was a huge goal. And, you know, goal scores goal. He goes in. He doesn't, you know, he's got some back pressure coming, but he waits for the right time, gets to about the hash mark, and just shoots it. There's no fooling around with it, overhandling the puck. Just goes down and puts it in the net.
And both guys are tired because they've been pressuring in our zone. We've been playing defense, and it wasn't the fastest breakaway in the world because the defenseman and Tyler were both. But there was no really closing of the gap, and he was able to keep that gap there and get a great shot off. But that obviously is a timing. I didn't dissect the video on that, Coach, but did he leave at the perfect time? Because obviously they had control in our zone.
Yeah,
right?
He did. He did. Tyler was out you know, on his point, on his defenseman in our defensive zone. And then once that puck was turned over, you could see he just left, which we talk about quite a bit, you know.
Right.
That change of position or possession, that transition game, and you have to that switch has to go off from offense to defense. And I think hockey's one of the, and that's what separates hockey. I mean, so quickly that you have to, you know, you either have possession or you don't have possession. You know, it changes so quick. So you, both from offense to defense, defense to offense, and that's where you have to really think the game, and all your great players can think the game and read that and understand that. And it's a good play by Tyler, but even a more important play by David Johnson to see it and have a feel for it. And how well has he been playing?
He's been playing great. But what's funny is, and I thought, just like you're saying here, that he looked at Tyler and flipped that up there for a chance to get him. But when I talked to David, he said, I was just trying to get it outside of the zone. Is he just being humble, or what's going on?
Well, I think combination, maybe. I mean, you know, it was a good play. I mean, most guys would have just iced the puck, you know, in that situation. Just got it out of the zone and not. But he had some sense there. He had a feel.
So the Huskies take the lead 3-2, and it was a big goal by Tyler Hannon. They get some separation, an insurance goal with Mike Neville redirecting another Mark Ock shot.
Faceoff controlled by neither team as it squirts to the corner. David Johnstone, nice swing it back to the point. Shot by Ock. Scores! Mark Ock from the point, and whether it was tipped or not, I do not know, but it went off of the point and in, or off of the post and in, and the Huskies have taken a two-goal lead with 12:06 remaining.
Just a great shot, great redirect by Mike Neville, who did tip that in and got a big goal for the Huskies. That two-goal separation was huge.
Well, that was huge, especially when then we got them so quick back-to-back, you know, within a couple minutes there. And you could hear a lot of things on your call, Dirk. You know, and David Johnson, we got that puck from low to high again from the, in the offensive zone, went from deep in the zone out to our point. And most teams will do that now as they really collapse down towards the net, so they don't give you much there. So you have to generate some offense from your blue line or get shots through. And Mark Ock, we talked about, does a great job at that. And a big tip, and you can hear it go off the post. There you hear the little ting, and that was a huge goal. I think from that point on, we became a better team. Up until that point, I thought it was a real even game and anybody's game.
7:54, the time of that goal, Mark Ock. And David Johnstone getting another assist on that. David Johnstone with his 101st career point and with that assist. And then Joel Esperanza cleaned everything up, put it away at the 18-12 mark with an empty net goal.
Walker tipped away by the Huskies and all the way down. This will be an icing call, though. And they wave it off. Big break for the Huskies. Right up the ice now by Bowling Green. Interrupted by Hannon. His pass over. Could this be it? Shot score!
Well, Esperance with the goal. Tyler Hannon with another point. He gets three on the week on the game, and that was it. The Huskies win it by a score of 5-2. Tommy Burke ended up with 27 saves, gave up 4 goals. Jamie Phillips with 22 saves, giving up 2 goals. Final shots, 32-24 in favor of Michigan Tech. Great third period by the Huskies.
Well, it was, and we played it with some conviction, and you know we got through that first, 5 minutes, you know, with the penalty and the goal against, and then we, you know, settled down. We got that huge goal, the third goal by Tyler, and then from that point on, I thought we settled down and played a really strong period, a solid period of hockey, and didn't give them much, and you know, came away with a win. And we talked about that a lot. Our goal was to get in the championship game. That was the bottom line. We weren't looking forward too much, and we're even looking at who we're going to play. The bottom line is we had to get in that game, find a way to win the first night to get in the game. We did a good job of that. I thought overall played really well, but that line of Neville, Tyler Hannon, and David Johnstone really stepped up for us, and they were the line. Tyler Hannon, I think, was a +4 in the game, and David Johnstone was a +4, and that's huge.
Tyler had 4 shots on goal, I think.
Yeah, no question. So, you know, as we move forward, it's nice to know, you know, if Tanner's line or Blake Pieto's line is not producing as much as we want, that we have other guys that can step forward and score. And then we talked about that a lot, the depth of this team.
Well, speaking of the depth, after that game, Coach, did you feel, because it felt like we ran 4 lines, rolled 4 lines pretty much the whole game, did you feel that the guys were probably going to be pretty rested up as far, not worn out as much as maybe as you would have had to if it was been a tighter game?
Well, no question. And we played our whole bench. You know, sometimes you want to shorten your bench a little bit depending on how the game's going. But in this case, we could play everybody, especially the third period when we got some separation. So we normally do anyway. We, you know, we play 4 lines for the most part. I might spend times this year I've shortened the bench, but overall it was good. We could, and then we had the extra rest, so right. We weren't being pressed by playing guys more.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with our second game of the weekend, the championship game against the Minnesota State Mavericks, all part of the Mel Pearson Show. If you have a question for Coach Pearson, email it to me, dj@themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continues right after this.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw.